The film After the Flood opens with dramatic footage of floodwaters lashing the landscape on August 28th, 2 years ago, as Sue Minter, who was the state's Irene recovery officer, explains what happened in the hilly terrain.
The rain that was falling added to what was coming down these valleys became torrents of river that literally took over everything in its wake.
But the film doesn't focus on the heartache and loss of that day. Filmmaker Joe DeFelice says it's about looking ahead.
When the event happened, a lot of people felt helpless, and rightfully so. But going forward, there's things that they could do to, you know, alleviate tragedies in the future, become more actively engaged in decisions for their own towns.
To that end, the film is instructive, explaining that straightening and armoring rivers increases the velocity of water, and digging gravel out of riverbeds destroys fish habitat. As Kim Greenwood of the Vermont Natural Resources Council says in the film, all that interference makes a river system unravel.
It's not intuitive. You think you can contain the river if you dig deep and you can control it. But the reality is we have never, ever won that battle in the long run. We have lost every single time.
The film makes the point that rivers are naturally messy and asymmetrical, meandering this way and that, plunging to create pools for swimming fish and shallow areas for spawning. Joe DeFelice, the fundraiser, editor, sound recordist, and photographer, clambered over riverbanks to find the right shot.
I kind of scale mountains to get perspectives and hiking around through the woods and trying to look around and find these evidences of, you know, rivers that have become changed and altered because of the floods.
DeFelice says one of the most illuminating moments for him was when he was shooting from an airplane and could see how a wetlands between Rutland and Middlebury helped alleviate flooding during Irene.
Seeing the scale of that and understanding it from a visual perspective, the expanse of where the water went to, it really drove home how that whole system works of a wetlands helping retain some flooding waters. It was an eye-opener.
DeFelice says he was also struck by the people he filmed, including a group in Wilmington, a town hard hit by Irene.
They were all talking and all engaged and pointing in the river and really understanding the topics. And that's the kind of engagement that you hope people have about these issues when they're really talking with their neighbors and coming up with solutions and learning about the subject in depth versus letting someone else take care of it for them.
DeFelice is showing the film mostly in small venues to encourage that kind of community dialogue. The next screening is next week in the West Townsend Country Store. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.